Testimony of an Ex-Satanist by Jonas Lukundumpala 5. This testimony is the fifth part in a series of 13 categories of men in the world. By observing humans, Lucifer found three categories of men. First category, there are humans who are driven by hatred and jealousy. People who are willing to kill their fellows without gaining anything. To that group, Lucifer gave the color black. Second category, there are human beings who like to prove or demonstrate everything, who try to get to the bottom of all things. Those people who try to explain the existence of God by means of science. To that group, Lucifer attributed the color white. Third category, there are humans who love wealth, elevation, domination and power. They are willing to kill for these things. To that group, Lucifer gave the color red. The three kinds of magic correspond to these three colors, that is, the black, white and red magic. There are some people who believe that black magic is the magic of Africans. No, even if you go to Europe, you will find Europeans who practice black magic, although black magic is more widespread in Africa. And for white magic, we see occult sciences, Rosicrucianism, the Grail message, In the Light of Truth, Ekinkar, Freemasonry, Christian Science, Mormons, those who claim to be the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Let us examine the black magic. Black magic is also divided into several parts, witchcraft, Islam is a part of black magic, Jainism, a branch of Hindu religion, an ancient branch of Hinduism that rejects the notion of a supreme being and advocates a deep respect for all living things, and holy magic. Holy magic is at the same time red, white and black magic, but we will talk about witchcraft. Witchcraft occurs in three forms. Conscious witchcraft. At this level, we have sorcerers who identify themselves as sorcerers and who are aware of their condition, like me. I was aware of my condition. Therefore, conscious sorcerers know that at night, they will go somewhere to eat human flesh and drink human blood. And those sorcerers are many in churches. Unconscious witchcraft, here we are dealing with people who do not identify themselves as witches, but who are used by conscious sorcerers. And to discover this form of witchcraft, you just have to analyze the dreams that you have every time. For example, in your dream, you see yourself either eating or having sexual relations, or serving food, or cooking, or being chased by people whose faces you do not see, and when they want to catch you, you see yourself flying like a bird. Then in the morning you wake up and say, I have escaped. Know that you did not escape, you are rather an unconscious witchcraft. Sorcerers are using you. If I can talk freely about these things, it is because that is what I was doing. I am not giving you the testimony of someone else, but my own testimony. It is what I was doing. There are really several examples. You see yourself in your dream of swimming in a river. You go to bed fit, but in the morning you begin to complain of pain. Either it's the head that hurts, or you have pain in the spine, or you have abdominal pain. Do you work at night while you are in bed? Then why did you wake up with such pains? If you are an unconscious witchcraft, a conscious sorcerer can use your image to go and disturb other people. But the next day, you will be the one to be threatened. And when one threatens you, you say, but I do not know anything about what you are saying. It is true that you know nothing about it, but it is your image that was used. Blood witchcraft, the first sign that helps to identify this form of witchcraft, is the lack of compassion. The second sign is the fact of beating children almost every day. I make a digression at this level to get myself well understood. We all know that the Bible tells us in Proverbs 23:13-14, do not withhold discipline from a child. If you punish them with a rod, they will not die. Punish them with the rod and save them from death. I am not talking here about a normal correction. I'm talking about parents who are misusing the rod and brutally beat their children. It is about this temperament that I am talking. Another sign is to beat your husband. There are women who are really terrible. Another sign is to beat your wife. These are the signs of witchcraft. While I was in witchcraft, one led me somewhere and taught me how to work as a sorcerer. It was at the Musafi River, on the side where the source of the Congo River is. How does one know if he is a sorcerer? Even if you are a child of God, if you find yourself in what I will say, know that you are being used. And among the signs of unconscious witchcraft, there is also dirtiness. There are people for whom taking a bath is an uphill struggle. Here I draw the attention of women who like to leave a lot of dirt in their house. Know that when you leave dirt in your house, you yourself create runways for witches at night. Dirtiness witchcraft. Here are the elements that we were given. Hatred. There are people who hate other people without valid ground, without any reason. The spirit of vengeance, render evil for evil. And even some Christians are doing it. The Bible says in Romans 12:19, do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath, for it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord. If you are a child of God, and that one wrongs you, let God take your revenge. Some Christians still have hatred. Yet the Bible says in Rom 12:21, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. And the Bible continues by telling us this in Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as far as it depends on you, live at peace with everyone. There is also sadism, the desire to make others suffer. There are some people who are delighted when they see others suffer. The suffering of others makes them feel good. This is not normal. We must learn how to sympathize with others in their sorrows. Immoderate jealousy, there are people who want to be the only ones to own things. Everything must belong to them and the others must come to beg them, help me, in order to get the crumbs. If others also manage to get something, that hurts them too much, they are not happy. Know that this is witchcraft. Lack of respect, you must not respect only your parents, but you must respect anyone who is older than you. Lie, this is a very important point in which even Christians find themselves. And those people, one often use them through unconscious witchcraft. There are people who are not even able to spend a single day without lying. A little piece of advice, when you are somewhere chatting, and then you realize that you have nothing more to say to each other, take leave of each other and let everyone go home, instead of staying there and make things up that do not exist. There are even fiancés who betray each other. And they also claim to be Christians. Do you think that by living so, the devil can be afraid of you? In such a condition, even if you mention the name of Jesus, the devil will not tremble. The devil trembles at the mention of the name of Jesus only if this name is mentioned by someone who walks in the fear of God. Beloved, do not just take the name of Christian. You must be a Christian who walks in newness of life. That is the meaning of being a child of God. You must give up what you were doing, become a new creature, and begin to walk according to the will of God. It is only at that time that sorcerers and the devil will be afraid of you. While I was a sorcerer, I had 24 mystic eyes. When you say that a sorcerer has 6 eyes, it means that this sorcerer has already killed 2 people. A person has 2 eyes, when you multiply 2 by 2 you obtain 4. And when you take the 4 and add them to the 2 ordinary eyes, you get 6. But I had 24 of them. Beloved, by the grace of God, I am here today, walking freely. The Bible tells us, though your sins are red like crimson, if you sincerely humble yourself before God, if you ask Him for forgiveness and forsake them, our God will forgive you. He will cleanse you and He will make you as white as snow. And today, the Bible says that there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ. Since I am in Christ, all that I did with the devil is history. I'm in the Lord Jesus, there is no condemnation for me. So I had 24 eyes. With these eyes, I could see everything. In this world, if the Lord opened your spiritual eyes, you would be sick, seeing what happens. In this world, there are people who walk upside down. There are also people who walk, but when you look at them, you see a human body but a skeleton head. I could be on the road and see a girl, a pretty girl, but while looking at her with mystic eyes, I rather see an old woman walking. In this case, one has already taken her real young girl face and has given her an old age mask. And these kinds of girls do nothing but change fiancés. When you find yourself in such a situation, be careful, pray a lot. You must pray so that this old age mask fall in the name of Jesus and that you get your real young girl face back. Beloved, witchcraft, whether you like it or not, exists. Let no one deceive you, witchcraft exists. And in every family, there is witchcraft. We should only enter in the Lord Jesus, who is our city of refuge. If we are in the city of refuge, demons can see us, but they cannot touch us. If you're in the city of refuge, do not risk going out of there. If you are in the Lord Jesus, make sure that you don't open a breach, because the Bible tells us that the devil, as a roaring lion, walked about, seeking whom he may devour. Know that if you leave the city of refuge, you expose yourself to danger. With those eyes, I saw many things. I saw demons, I saw Christians, I saw pagans and hypocrite Christians. All hypocrite Christians and pagans, I saw them without clothes, and even without a rope on the body. Beloved, imagine that a 2-year-old little sorcerer, while looking at you, sees you without clothes because you don't like sanctification. Do you accept such humiliation? No, it is not good at all. Let us really try to build a better relationship with God. And God will protect us and the sorcerers will not be able to see us. Markets. When I enter the market, I feel uncomfortable, because markets are real dumping grounds for demons. To each market, whatever its extent, Lucifer has already allocated 6 legions of demons. And a legion of demons is made up of 13,000 demons. So to know the total number of the demons that one finds in a market, you have to make 6 times 13,000, which gives 78,000. When you go to the market, beloved, pray at home to be under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, so that the Holy Spirit leads you to buy products that are not contaminated. There are horrible and dirty things that people buy and eat. And when people eat them, Lucifer pursues two objectives. The first objective is to harden pagans so that they do not give their lives to Jesus. The second objective is to make Christians decrease in their faith. You will realize that between the way you were serving God before and the way you serve Him now, there's a big difference. And then the devil lures you into a curse because the Bible says in Jeremiah 48:10, a curse on anyone who is lax in doing the Lord's work, and Jesus adds in Revelation 2:4-5, yet I hold this against you, you have forsaken the love you had at first. Consider how far you have fallen. Repent and do the things you did at first. If you do not repent, I will come to you and remove your lampstand from its place. Amen. Traffic accidents. I will briefly explain to you how the devil used me in traffic accidents. One day we left Likasi, we were on a bus with a friend, with passengers. While we were on the bus, my friend and I wanted to cause an accident to kill 10 people. From Likasi, we had just passed Luisa. And after some time, there was a pastor who began to preach on the bus. While he was preaching, we looked at him with mystic eyes and saw him without clothes. But he was preaching anyway. You know, today there are some pastors who are just like signposts. They tell the others, there is heaven, heaven is that way, but here they are, preaching, but are not living according to what they preach to others. And nowadays, there are so many pastors who live like that. While this pastor was preaching on the bus, there was a sister, I didn't know her, who was touched by the word, and who suddenly began to speak in tongues. And while she was speaking in tongues, my friend and I had been thrown out of the bus and found ourselves in the bush in Bulawayo. Let me remind you that my friend and I were both Satanists. The incident occurred just after we passed Luisa. We were there in the bush physically. I don't know how we got out of the bus because the bus windows were not broken. When we were in the bush in Bulawayo, we got angry. So I told my friend, everything that happened to us, it is because of this pastor who was preaching, because if he had not preached, this sister would not have started speaking in tongues. So we must do everything to kill this pastor. We turned into a sparrowhawk, and we flew away. This pastor got off in Kibombo. It was there that we captured him and killed him. He is no longer of this world. Be careful with the work of God. God cannot be mocked. What a man sows, he reaps it sooner or later. Night flights. If I became Christian, it doesn't mean that all sorcerers have become converted. They continue to work. I give you this testimony to allow you to be tolerant and to know how to fight sorcerers. As I have said before, at night when we were flying, we saw all the houses of pagans and hypocrite Christians without roofs, nor frames, nor sheets, or ceilings. We could see everything. You can be in your bedroom, a sorcerer looks and sees everything because you are a hypocrite or a pagan. But there were other houses that we saw from afar. They were surrounded by flames of fire and we could not even go near them. And the flames of fire that were around these houses had an effect on a vast area. Even the surrounding houses were protected by these flames of fire. There are some pagans who are not easily hit by sorcerers because their houses are close to the houses of Christians. Beloved, our God is faithful. When you read Obadiah 1:18, the word of God says, and the house of Jacob shall be a fire, and the house of Joseph a flame. What allowed us to go down into those houses that we saw without roofs? Firstly, spider webs. Hygienically, spider webs are nothing but dirt. But spiritually, they are antennas by means of which sorcerers come into your houses. If there are those things in your house, remove them immediately. Secondly, photos, pictures, idols. Pictures of a false Jesus, with a red heart and ray lights, a picture of a false Mary, a cross with a dead Jesus. My beloved, who told you that Jesus is on the cross? He was on the cross, it's true. But he left the cross more than 2,000 years ago. All these pictures are idols. Don't put them in your homes. This is idolatry. And God condemns idolatry. That is why God said in Exodus 24, you shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above or on the earth beneath or in the waters below. It is an abomination, and sorcerers cannot be afraid of you because there is a picture in your house. We must not put the Lord Jesus on the wall, but he must be in us. That is why Paul said in Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. Thirdly, all the houses where there is someone who has already dealt with fetishes. The Bible tells us clearly in Deuteronomy 18:11, there shall not be found among you anyone that, who consults the dead. And even people who have incisions are unconscious sorcerers. When you go to a witch doctor, he takes the blade and cuts your skin, and there we see that there is blood coming out. He takes a black powder, which you know neither where it comes from, nor the meaning of the words he utters on it. And when he applies it to your blood, it gets into the blood and demons enter in you. Even while you were doing incisions, a few drops of your blood remained on the blade of the witch doctor, which must give the report to his master in the evening. So he takes the blade on which your blood is, yet we know that the life of the man is in the blood, and then one takes your blood and sends it to Lucifer. Through your blood that you gave yourself to Lucifer, he is able to control your life and block your projects. Fourthly, when you're in a house, you should never go to sleep if you have conflicts. Before sleeping, make the effort to settle your dispute, if not, it will open various doors to Satan to harm you. So when we were having fun in such houses, we would put nets all around them when we were leaving, in order to prevent people from waking up in the morning and go to church for the morning intercession or to weaken them in their morning prayer. Because we knew very well that if those people wake up in the morning and go to church for prayer, everything we did during the night will be null and void. Because the Church of Christ is a place where one enters with problems and comes out with a solution. When we took our sorcerer's planes to go to the sorcerer's world, I saw rivers and trees there, and in the trees, there were holes. When we went down there, there were women witches, men sorcerers, young sorcerers, and everyone came there with the problems of his family. For example, one could see a witch coming, opening her loincloth and taking away a paper that she throws in one of the rivers there. After that, she utters a word, "The children of so-and-so will never complete their study." Someone else comes and says, "This person will never thrive well," and he throws his paper in the river. There are some examples. And when they throw the paper, they utter a word. So you see families in which people abandon their studies for no obvious reason, whereas they have the opportunity to continue their studies, simply because it has already been decided by witchcraft. So there are things that have already been said there, that are materializing in families. In many families, there are people who live only according to the will of sorcerers, according to what the sorcerers have already done there, to what was thrown into the river, to what they have already placed in tree holes. Know that it is not in this world that these things are done, it is not a river of this world, there are no trees of this world, but trees and rivers of their world, it is there that they threw it. That is why today, you see many children of God, many families suffer because of what sorcerers have already done over there. But you child of God, let me tell you something, the day when one was blocking your life, the day when one was throwing what belongs to you, the day when one was uttering words on your family, Jesus was seeing it. The day when one blocked your life, he was watching. But you will say to yourself, "Jesus, Jesus my God, you saw when one was blocking my life. So why did you let those people do it?" The answer is very simple. All those who have sinned fall short of the glory of God. And when you fall short of the glory of God, sorcerers can do anything to you because you are no longer under the protection of God. Grace be with you all who have Jesus Christ as Master.